Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The internet is totally divided on this video that's going viral on TikTok, all about a bride's decision to shut down something that her groom wants for their wedding. Mo, I know you don't want to get married, but I will be very interested to see how you feel about this, because a lot of people feel like it's a woman shutting down a man's right to have a say in his day. Like everyone says, like for the bride, it's your day. You should get what you want and blah, 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 bridezilla, bridezilla, bridezilla. But people also forget that, you know, if it's a man and a woman getting married, it's also the groom's day too. So this is from TikToker Alex M. Ryan. She is filming herself having a discussion with her fiance about something she doesn't want him to wear the day of the wedding.
I don't think I'm gonna wear a black tux.
I think you are gonna wear a black tux.
No, I don't want to be like everyone else.
What color did you have in mind?
Maybe green.
No. Sorry. But you can pick something else that you want.
Why?
Because it's not going to be that. Collectively, we're deciding it's going to be a black tux.
You're saying that. It's going to be green tux.
No.
The hair's going to be
long. No.
So people are furious at her. They're like, how dare you tell your fiance what he can and can't wear on his big day? But then women are like, listen, she probably has the Pinterest board. Mm-hmm. She's probably working with the planner. She has the overall vision. Like, we need more details here. Is the theme even green? Like, yeah. Is that even a part of the color scheme? Or is he just throwing it out there because he wants to just put his foot down and show that he has a right to decide what he wants to wear on that day?
I need to see this man. I need to see his fashion resume. So, like, if he is into fashion and knows his stuff, and if it was going to be like this hunterish teal, whatever, that would complement the wedding and it would set him apart from his groomsmen, all right, then. Like, if that is something that is super important to you, if he's saying he just wants to wear a green tux so he can be different and there's no other reason behind it, like, there's not, like, a legitimate, this is important to me and this is why it's important to me, then you're wearing a black tux.
If I were in his situation, personally, I wouldn't care. Because if I were to get married, it would be more for her, because it was her day type thing. So I wouldn't mind. I would just wear whatever and want to get it over with. But if I was adamant about, like he is, about this is what I want and I'm contributing to the wedding, I'm helping, or I am paying for the wedding, I'm wearing the green tux.
So for like putting it in relation to you, like if you were getting married and you wanted to rock some really sweet sneakers, right? Because you're a sneakerhead.
Right.
As your future wife, I totally get that. You love sneakers. Uh-huh. You want to like stand out. You want to wear a really cool pair of sneakers for our wedding. Absolutely. But if you're coming in wanting to wear a green tux just to wear a green tux, no, it's got you. There has to be like some kind of reason behind it.
But isn't there also like an element to it of knowing who you're marrying, right? Because like you're saying, she would know me. She knows that I'm going to want to wear sneakers to the wedding.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She should know who she's marrying, and that him saying I want to wear green tux should not have been that shocking to her, because you know who you're marrying.
But that's why when you listen to their conversation, it doesn't, like, this sounds like it's completely out of the blue. And she's like, what are you talking about? Since when have you ever cared about wanting to stand out and wear a green tux?
I think that's what I didn't like about the audio, is I'm listening to this conversation. I'm like, they might not even make it to the wedding day, because it sounds, for him, it doesn't sound like it's a preference. Like, oh, I look really good in green. It means so much to me to wear green. It sounds a little spiteful, no? Yeah.
He just want to stand out. He don't care how he stands out.
Well, also, and he wants to have a say in something in the wedding, and he knows this will irk her. It's like he's doing it on purpose to get underneath her skin.
Well, that's not a good way to start a marriage.
Well, exactly. That's what we're saying.
So what was so funny is I ended up going to her profile and just seeing how she's responded to this, because obviously people are split down the middle. The women are kind of siding with her in the sense that they're like, yeah, I'd feel the same way. Like, I don't want my fiance wearing a green tux. But then some people are taking the man's side and being like, they deserve to have a say. So she recorded this video where she took him to a bunch of department stores, a bunch of like Joseph A. Banks. And she's like, listen, to the people who are on his side, if it means a lot to you, I will take him to find a green tux so that he can wear it on our wedding day. Guess what happened?
They couldn't find a green tux.
So even if this man wants to wear
Men's Warehouse didn't have a green tux.
Shocking. I don't know. They'll probably have to get it custom made if they're actually going to go through with it. But I'm telling you, that man is going to be wearing a black tux. A, because I don't think he actually cares. But B, I don't think people are making green tuxes.
They are. I had a friend get married in. It was a dark hunter green tux, and it looked fantastic. I say let the dude wear what he wants. It's his day too. I know the bride is going to care, but at some point, I think when you're planning a wedding, someone has to step in and say, like, chill out a little bit, okay? Like, it's going to be okay for your man to make a choice when you've planned everything else. Now, she's been planning it since she was 3. That's going to be a little bit harder of an argument, but I do get tired of the narrative that the day is all just about the bride and everyone has to do what she says, where if the groom actually cares, then he should be able to have a choice.
I totally agree with that. As for me, my man will be wearing a black tux. No green for you. All right. Did Morgan Wallen rip off a Taylor Swift lyric for his most recent album and tour? Fans think so. I'll tell you what it is on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
It's one of my friend's New Year's resolution to compliment people more. So every time I hang out with her, she always goes out of her way to like go up to people and say, oh, I love your outfit, or oh, you look so good, or oh, you look so hot. And normally, anytime you call somebody attractive or hot, it's a really good thing. I feel like you're putting more love into the world.
Whenever somebody compliments you on something you're wearing, do you feel the just for some reason that you have to tell them where you got it and what a good deal it was?
Yes. How cheap I got it. It was on sale. I mean, it's got pockets.
I was at a fancy place getting a massage because I was treating myself and I had my gold-toed Adidas's on and somebody complimented me on them and I was like, girl, Amazon, but I swear to God, they're actually real Adidas.
You got to throw that in there with Amazon.
Yeah, I know, right?
So telling someone they're good looking or hot is normally a good thing, but there are just certain people I don't think you should call hot. And one of those people.
Your priest?
Is your priest?
Well,
Kristen, it depends on what books you read, Kristen. I hear. But I feel like your father falls into that category of people you just shouldn't call hot. But Sarah Haynes from The View is standing on business saying, you know what? My dad's kind of hot.
My dad's hot, and I say it all
your
the time.
Your dad is hot.
Oh,
your
my dad's
dad.
Hot.
I got a hot dad, too.
You'd have a hot dad. Okay. And my friends my whole life talked about my hot dad, and Brian thinks it's weird. He's like, no, because I'm not blind. I don't want to, I'm not attracted to him. He's just hot. You're like, hot I can
dad.
See him.
My friends always wanted to date my dad.
One time we were walking up to my yard, and my dad was mowing the lawn and had no shirt on. My friend Emily's like, oh, my God, who's mowing your lawn? I was like, that's my dad.
Mo, as a member of the hot parent community, how does that strike? How does that strike you?
That was a bit cringe for me.
Yeah.
It was cringe. I mean, I think it's just the hot. For some reason, it's the word hot. Like, I know my parents are attractive. That's
so
fine.
She would have said the word attractive rather than hot.
Right. My parents are attractive. I wouldn't have thought twice of it. But I just couldn't imagine calling my mom hot or my dad hot. Like, it feels weird.
Is it maybe, like, if it was a gender swap, like because it's a daughter calling her dad hot, it would be different if a son called his mom hot.
I would still be just as cringe.
Yeah,
I would.
It doesn't matter.
My mom is hot. That'll ring for me.
It doesn't feel weird. Like if I'm going to call my mom hot, like if I say, oh, my mom's like, no, it still kind of feels weird. I think it's the word hot. Like if I said my dad is attractive or my mom is attractive, to me that feels more objective. Like you're just recognizing that they have facial symmetry. Maybe they work out. I don't know if you've ever seen my mom on my Instagram story, but she's jacked. Like she has an objective attractiveness. But I think something about saying hot feels like there's some kind of fervor behind it. Mm-hmm.
It's a more sensual word than saying attractive or beautiful or handsome.
Yeah, see, all of those would fly.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's not what they're trying to get across. Like, people can be beautiful and handsome and attractive, but it doesn't mean your friends want to bone them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
It's like, it's taking it next level. Like, all my friends, like, it's not going to have the same ring to it. You're like, yeah, all my friends thought my dad was handsome.
You have a point.
That is very true.
That's valid. You
but
have a
all
point.
My friends thought my dad was hot.
Which also is annoying, by the way. I absolutely cannot stand when can I be your stepmom, stepdad joke? Yeah, I gotta get a new joke.
Didn't you have, what was the, refresh my memory, the story of the friend that said he wanted to holler at your mom?
Oh my God. Yeah, it was a guy I went to high school with and I hadn't spoken to him or seen him in years. This is probably now 15 years down the line. And he gets on Instagram and he requests me, and I recognize that I follow him. I just go to say what's up, see how you been. And the dude says, hey, man, would your mom be DTF, is what he said. And I had to look up with that man, and once I found out, it was a bit of a problem.
That is foul.
Yeah.
What happened to hello?
Right.
How are you? My name is.
Then I gave him a chance to back out, and he doubled down. And I meant what I said. I said, okay, well, don't worry about it.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We need to help out a Burt Show listener. She wants to know if it's bad luck to repurpose her wedding dress and wear it for her second wedding. Cassie's got the email.
I'm a big fan of your show, and I know how much you guys love wedding drama.
Oh, we do.
We love hearing about it. We love not being a part of it, though.
Yep.
I have a question I'd love to hear your take on. Is it bad luck to repurpose your wedding dress and wear it for your second marriage?
I think a lot of people would say yes, it is.
I'm 29 years old, and I was married once before. My first marriage ended after 2 years when my husband and I realized we were better off as friends than life partners. We got married young, thinking we'd grow together, but we ended up growing apart instead. There was no dramatic fallout, just two people figuring out that we weren't meant to be forever. Fast forward to now, and I've met the love of my life, my fiancé. We've been together for 3 amazing years, and he proposed last year. We actually met at a mutual friend's wedding. He was a groomsman, I was a bridesmaid, and sparks flew when we were paired together to walk down the aisle. He's truly my person. My dress from my first wedding is absolutely stunning. It's a timeless lace A-line gown with a sweetheart neckline and a long dramatic train.
Mo, what is a sweetheart neckline?
I have no idea.
I want to hear you try and describe it, though.
A sweetheart neckline.
Heart is the, like, word you need to focus on there.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I was focusing on neck.
If it makes you feel better, I don't even know.
I really have no idea. It's the line right where on top of the heart where it starts to connect with the neck.
So it's kind of like a heart. You have like that heart shape.
The top of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Like Cassie's wedding dress. Because it was strapless, mm-hmm. and you had a sweetheart neckline.
Well, I feel like I should know what it is then.
Yeah.
It was literally on my body. I've always loved how it made me feel, elegant yet comfortable. And instead of buying a new wedding dress, I thought, why not use my first one but make some major alterations? I want to transform the dress into a lace sheath gown with a high halter neckline, a keyhole back, and no train.
Mo, what is a halter neckline?
A halter neckline is when it cuts not as deep. It's a little more shallow, and it's a little more sharp in the middle.
Not at all.
No. Why y'all look surprised that I didn't know? I knew this was coming.
Quick, what is a keyhole back?
A what?
A keyhole back.
That's when you hold back the key.
So it's kind of like, so the halter comes up around the neck, but it's strapless and it cuts in. So if you have nice arms or like a nice clavicle, it shows off that area.
Got it. The mm-hmm. clavicle.
That is the worst thing to have as a woman. Be like your one save or your one like feature that you looks good. Like some people have good hair. Some people have good bosoms. Some people have good buck. But imagine being like, yeah, my clavicles are just absolutely stunning.
I think Meghan Markle wore it, like her second wedding outfit was a halter.
It was.
And she looked fantastic.
Her clavicles were popping.
Abby, can you explain what a keyhole back is?
So it's when you have an open, it's like a big circle in the back. Big open circle.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So honestly, by the time it's done, it won't even resemble the original dress. Some people say it's bad luck to use the same dress for a second marriage, but I'm not superstitious and I feel this is more about giving something I love a new life. So do I repurpose my wedding dress? And if I do, do I have to tell my fiance? Or does he even need to know? I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
All right, Mo, you're mm-hmm. getting married.
Mm-hmm.
She's walking down the aisle. She looks beautiful in her lace sheath halter dress with the keyhole back.
Yep.
No train, though.
No train, because they removed the train, because they had to make that halter.
important detail.
Yep.
Would you want to know if that was her first wedding dress?
I would not want to know if you were re-wearing the dress. No, I don't know if it would be bad luck or not, but I do think it would be bad luck if he found out. I mean, I can't help but feel like as a man in this situation, it's a new wedding, it's a new man, it's a new life. I think you should have a new dress.
You don't want any reminders from the first marriage.
I do not.
Would you repurpose a wedding dress?
Hell no. Yeah. Like, I recently found out my parents have come into money. I'm milking them for all it worth. Take me to Oscar de la Renta. Take me to Monique Lhuillier. If I'm getting married twice, I've been through some stuff. I deserve a second dress. Kidding.
Would you?
Yeah, we stand a sustainable queen. Like, and I think the big thing for me is the dress is going to look so different. It's not going to look like the same dress. So in my mind, you're really just reusing material. It is not the same dress. The neckline's different. The back is different. There's no train. So if you were to hold two pictures of the dress side by side and nobody could say, that's the same dress, then I think you're in the clear because at that point, it's a different dress.
Your fiance's going to have no idea. Your fiance's clueless for the most part.
Oh, he's not, don't tell him.
No, but if he does find out, see, that's what I'm trying.
Starting the marriage off with lies.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Is it a lie or is it just omission?
It's both.
A lie by omission?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
But if she came to you and said, babe, I want to redo my dress from my first wedding, but it's going to save us $3,000, what would you say?
I'd pay the $3,000.
Oh, okay. Because I'm putting myself in his shoes and I'm like, if I found out, like this is like years later, right? That at our wedding, you were standing at the aisle, like you bought it, like you bought the tux instead of rented it. And we got married in the same tux you were wearing for your first marriage. I hate to admit it. I would feel a certain way about it.
I would too.
Because I don't want any reminders like this is a new chapter, clean slate. And so I would be perturbed. And then because, I mean, maybe this is psycho. Every time I looked at our wedding pictures, they would be tainted from then on because all I would see is the tux that you wore from your first wedding. I wouldn't see, you know.
You married another man in that
dress.
And
it shouldn't matter. Like, I recognize that. It shouldn't matter.
But it does.
But
it does.
Like, who cares? But yeah, I don't think she should do it. Though it is very nice to be sustainable, and we could use that right now.
True.
Hey, The Bird Show.
All right, so how did you bust them cheating? Because this story is wild about how this couple was cheating behind their spouse's backs and got busted. So I'm just going to let Ash Wee Carter on Instagram weave this cheating tale for you.
You guys want to hear some gossip about people that we don't know? Okay, great. It's my favorite kind. So, my dad works security at Buffalo Bills games. He's been doing it for years. He loves it. And most of his job is illicit things in the bathroom. And he told me at one of the most recent games, his coworker got a report of two people, a man and a woman, getting it on in the men's bathroom, in a stall, whatever. It's not the craziest thing. But this guy is like, I have to kick you out, obviously. And they're like, hold on, wait. All of our stuff is back at our seat. Can we just go and get it and then we'll leave? And he's like, I can't let you go back there, but I can go and retrieve it for you. And they're like really pressing him, like, no, let us go get it. And he's like, no, I'm not letting you back in the stadium. I will go get your stuff. So he goes to get their stuff. And he arrives there and the two people that are sitting there who they were with are like, where are our so-and-so? And he's like, oh, they've been ejected from the game. Like, are they friends of yours? And these two people, it was another man and a woman. It was their husband and their wife. So these two couples go to this game together and two of them who are not married sneak off to go cheat mid-game. And I think before the security guard pieced it together, he told them why they got ejected. And I don't know all the details.
How? Like, how bad do you have to cheat?
Right?
That you got to do it right then.
They go to a Buffalo Bills game together, right?
Uh-huh.
Then one of the wives, one of the husbands who are not married to each other get up and go to the bathroom to get their freak on while their partner is still sitting in the stands watching the game.
That is so disrespectful. That is a different level of sickness.
All right, David, how did you catch them cheating?
So it's nothing compared to that story, but me and my girlfriend were on the way down to having a vacation, and her phone was connected to the car, and she had received a phone call, and I guess she didn't know that her phone was still connected to the car. She had received, like I said, she received a phone call, and I had answered it, and I heard a dude say hello, and I said hello, and she she said, oh, let me call you that. Let me call you back. And then from there, we had a discussion from there. And she ultimately told me.
Yeah, that technology, you'll catch it every time.
Oh, Bluetooth.
There's another video that has gone viral on Instagram. And there's a woman who's sitting in the car, and her boyfriend is in front of the car, and he's having a conversation on the phone, and she's inside the car, and she can look at the car and see the woman's name. There's a picture. There's everything. Like, she can see who he's talking to. And as she's sitting there looking at this, she's like, oh, my God. Like, he's so cheating on me. He gets back in the car. She's like, so who are you talking to? And he's like, my mom. She's like, your mom, really? And she calls him out on it. And her friend is sitting in the back seat filming the whole thing. Because wow. She had a friend there filming the whole thing. He gaslit her to no end. And he was like steadfast, like he was steadfast that it was his mom. And she's like, I literally saw her picture. I literally saw her name. There's no getting out of this.
Deny, deny, deny.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A woman in Alabama gave birth in a Krispy Kreme parking lot.
Uh-oh. That might be the most Alabama thing I've ever heard.
But here's the thing. They're getting some Krispy Kreme perks. So I'm going to play this news story. It's from News 4, and it's Shania Bennett and Keon Mitchell. They explain what happened when they gave birth to their child in the Krispy Kreme parking lot. So while you're listening to this, I want you to think of all the places, of all the parking lots in the world that you could pull into, where would you pull in to give birth knowing you were going to get perks from that establishment? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Krispy Kreme is hooking them up, and I'll tell you how after the story.
It definitely slowed us down, and he was driving, so I was scared. I was thinking he was going to start panicking and start driving faster, but he did very good.
I was scared, too, but my fly really could be a daughter now.
I felt the baby had the red light, and so once we got into the Krispy Kreme parking lot, I couldn't stop pushing, and I just saw him sliding out, and I'm like, come grab him, come grab him.
Oh my God. Wow.
She spared no detail.
Yes. No details. All right. And so Krispy Kreme is hooking them up with free donuts for a year.
Wow.
And the child gets a free birthday till they're 18. So if the kid wants to have a birthday at Krispy Kreme every single year, they will throw the child a birthday party at Krispy Kreme. So that's the perks.
That's awesome.
So there you are. You're giving birth. You can pull into any parking lot where you're going to get something for free for a year, and then a birthday party there, whatever it is, what parking lot you pull it into to give birth. As you're driving and the baby's head's coming out.
Lord.
Sliding out.
You are into what parking lot?
It's going to be a very unhealthy year for me. We going to Popeyes. Give me free Popeyes for you. It's up.
A year's worth of biscuits?
Yes, absolutely.
There's only one right answer, in my opinion, and that's Chick-fil-A. Obviously, the staff at Chick-fil-A would see you giving birth and help you deliver the baby. And then afterwards, after giving you your new little bundle of joy, they would say, my pleasure.
My pleasure.
You don't get as much free food as everybody else, though, because of Sundays.
Oh, well, you got to stock up on Saturdays.
Dude, forget food. I'm sliding up into Solomon Brothers parking lot and getting free jewelry for life. Any jewelry store. Oh, no, I take it back. Costco.
Oh. No, have you ever been to Costco without a membership? They're like carding you like a bouncer. They're like, where's your membership? Show us your receipts.
I can't even use my husband's. Like, we have a membership to Costco, and I can't go to Costco unless my husband is with me because I can't. Like, if you don't, like, they're hardcore.
They're serious.
They are hardcore. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of all the places, if we're keeping in the food vein, I'm rolling up into a Chipotle because I want that guac for free.
I'm not mad at that. No guac for the guac.
All right, so we did Dark Side of Mascots last week, but we only got to one story, and that was our friend Trey Humphreys telling us about when he was Obby from Auburn and got stuck on top of a fire truck going 80 miles an hour.
What a story that was.
Down the highway in a random town in Alabama. It was fantastic. If you missed that, we upload every single segment to our podcast, so you can find it there. But I have other dark side of mascot stories for you.
Every industry has its deep, dark secrets until Kristen shines a light on its dark side.
Welcome to my dark side.
Dark side of mascots. How did we get here where our intern Sadie is the owl mascot for Kennesaw? And now we are here at the dark side of mascots. So you all remember McGruff the crime dog, right?
Of course, yeah.
I'm unfamiliar, but I'll pretend.
That was like 80s, 90s. Uh-huh. He was this like a bloodhound in a trench coat, and he fought crime, right? So he was this cartoon bloodhound in the 1980s. So this was, you weren't even a figment in your parents' imagination at that time, Abby. But it was all to boost crime awareness among children. The slogan was, take a bite out of crime. And McGruff talked to kids about drugs, bullying, safety, and the importance of staying in school.
You know how people have those TikToks where they're like, hear me out?
Yeah.
I feel like I want to add him to my hear me out playlist.
That'd be now bad.
This man is handsome.
Well, listen.
This dog is handsome. Listen to what this dog did. So in 2011, John R. Morales, an actor who played McGruff, learned the hard lessons about crime when he was pulled over by police in Texas, who found blueprints for indoor marijuana growing facilities and pot seeds in his car. Authorities then search McGruff the crime dog's home and discovered more than 1,000 pot plants and an entire arsenal of weaponry, including a grenade launcher.
What?
The 41-year-old former mascot pleaded guilty to charges against him, and he is now currently serving a 16-year sentence in prison.
That is quite the twist.
Wow. McGruff the crime dog is serving 16 years in prison.
Full of crime.
All right. Being a mascot is not easy. As Dan Mears, who performed as the Kansas City Chiefs mascot, KC Wolf, found out November of 2013. Congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs, who had advanced to the Super Bowl.
And the Philadelphia Eagles.
And the biggest congrats to Taylor Swift, who gets to go to yet another Super Bowl.
The only person winning here is me, because I get to see Gigi Hadid and Taylor Swift on the screen during the Super Bowl. Winning!
All right, so KC Wolf was in a zip line accident that led him to being hospitalized for 9 days. He ended up breaking 7 ribs when he fell while rehearsing a stunt before a Chiefs-Chargers regular season game in Kansas City. He would later sue the team after it was determined that the accident was caused by human error. Oof. The case was settled out of court for an undisclosed sum.
I didn't realize it was such a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my wife, a PSU alum, uncle hired the lion to appear at our wedding reception. My dad, a Maryland alum, had enjoyed a few cocktails and tackled it. There's no video, but it was quite the scene. I didn't even realize you can hire your college mascot to come attend a wedding, which I think is cool.
I didn't realize that either.
All right, not a college mascot, but this happened once when I was in high school. Our team name was the Blue Jays, and we had a big, feathered, felt Blue Jay mascot. Before the season and opener of senior year, another fellow senior had stolen the costume from the school's utility storage unit. He then got drunk before showing up to the game in full mascot attire on the sidelines. At halftime, the stadium normally play top 40 music to pass the time. The fake mascot jogs out midfield and begins twerking to a Nicki Minaj song. Both school fans are cheering and laughing. He's way into all of his shenanigans when suddenly he keels over with his hands over his stomach. The kid removes the bird head and begins puking on the field at the 50-yard line. He then gets escorted off the field by security guards before fully leaving the field. He scampers back out to the 15-yard line. At one end, gives a little bow. He's then power walked away by the same security guards.
Wow.
Never supposed to take the head off. He was just supposed to throw up on himself.
Yeah, apparently. All right. In 2003, Dartmouth students came up with an unofficial mascot, Keggy the Keg.
I wonder what Chad, Brad, or Thad came up with that one. Mm-hmm.
After making its debut at the homecoming game against Columbia University, Keggy became a national sensation. Not everybody was thrilled with Keggy. A group of students stole the Keggy costume from its home in the Sigma Nu fraternity library.
Not Sigma Nu.
And sent threatening notes to Keggy's creators, including photographs of the mascot bound and gagged with one black eye.
My Lord.
The costume was eventually returned after a manhunt. but suffered a badly torn eye and damaged nose.
Oh, okay, Gee, that's a story.
And then in 1985, cocaine was everywhere, including in baseball clubhouses, and the Pirates was no exception. And it was the Pirate Parrot that was apparently dealing cocaine to all the players.
Shut up.
He was the plug.
He was. The Parrot Pirate was the plug.
Hey, The Bird Show.
She feels like the universe has been giving her sign after sign after sign that she is supposed to get her first tattoo. A very meaningful one at that. But Cassie, we were waiting on one last sign to see if you are going to mark your body forever.
When you put it that way, I love tattoos, but the thought of like permanently committing to one on my body is just... it's tough. And I grew up with my parents especially not liking tattoos. Like, once my mom's like, if you walk through the front door of that house with a tattoo, you're walking right back out. Now, my sister has them on her arm. She's gotten like special scarification tattoos in Africa, like the whole nine yards. And I'm over here like, I'm scared of a needle. My husband's covered in tattoos. And so one of the signs, I wanted to get a phoenix because I feel like I'm undergoing a lot of change right now. And, you know, it came to me. I hadn't talked to anyone about it at all. And I opened TikTok and the first thing I saw were fine line tattoo drawings of a phoenix. I opened Instagram the next day. I see the word phoenix and a definition. After I did this break on air talking about that, my mom actually texted me and was like, I love the idea of you getting a phoenix. It makes my heart sing. You should absolutely do it. So it's not like I was going to ask for her approval, but getting her stamp of approval really felt amazing. So the last thing is I wanted to go to Bang Bang in New York City. And if you don't know, it's one of the best tattoo shops in the world. Celebs go there because they hire the best artists. And I was like, if I'm going to get permanently inked, I want to make sure it's something that I'm really going to like forever, no mistakes. So let me go to Bang Bang. But the thing is, when you submit, they're always way booked out. And the tattoo artist has to accept your concept, your pitch, essentially. So like I go to the website and I'm like, hey, I really want this big of a tattoo on this section of my body. Here are some sketches of what I kind of want it to look like. And the artist you pick has to be like, yeah, I dig it. That's one I want to do. Or no, thanks. Yeah. Pass.
If they're like, I want to get two dolphins swimming in a circle on my ankle. And they're going to be like, hail to the null. We're not doing that basic stuff.
I'm not putting my name on that.
Yeah. And I get it. But it is very weird to be like, this is personal to me. I'd like this. And to have an artist be like, no.
Okay. So you, because we were talking about this yesterday and you were going back and forth about it and tell everybody about the New York sign. And then I want to know what you submitted when you filled out the form online.
Well, so I tripped. Bang Bang is in New York City, and I'm in Atlanta, so it's kind of far away, but a business trip to New York fell in my lap for the end of the month. And I was like, this is a sign. After we're done with the business stuff, I can go to Bang Bang and get it done. And so then I get an email, and the business trip is off because of scheduling conflicts. But I decided that didn't matter because it still felt like that was out of my control, but like a nudge in the right direction. So I hit up Bang Bang anyway. Their newest artist named Michelle. I love her work. And I emailed my concept. And
you explain why? Do you give them the nuts and bolts of like, this is what I want and this is why I want it?
There's no room to like, it's really just the artwork that you can do, like that you can upload examples of, but there's no room to explain why. Because I was ready to be like, pulling all the heartstrings, you're going to accept me. Like I haven't felt this nervous since I like wrote a cover letter to apply for college, right? Like, please accept me. Well, I submitted it and I got an email that says, hey, Cassandra, Michelle has reviewed your request and is excited about your tattoo concept. I have been accepted at Bang Bang to get my tattoo done, so I'm going to do it.
No way!
Yes, the first week of April, which is a vacation, the whole fam's going up to New York, and I'm going to go get my tattoo.
Oh my God, this is spring break!
Congratulations.
On spring break, you're going to go get a tattoo!
I am. I'm getting a spring break tat.
Oh, are you so excited or are you nervous?
I'm both nervous and excited because it's not like one of those things where if you get it and you're like, oh, I don't like it, you can just change it. But I am really excited, and I feel like it's a good sign, and it's a good time, and I'm turning 40 this year. Like, what a great time for a metamorphosis.
For sure. And Chad has family up in New York, so I'm assuming you're just making this like a family trip up there, and a part of that is you getting your Phoenix tattoo.
Yes, and I'm actually really excited it worked out this way, because I really did want Chad with me. Mm-hmm. Like I said, he's been inked all over, got plans for a ton more, so we're probably going to leave our kids with our friends in New Jersey, and he and I will take a trip into the city so he can be there with me, which actually works out even better than me going solo on a New York business trip. Like, I get to go with my husband, who knows how everything goes, and have someone by my side.
Can he get one too, or is this just going to be about you?
I'll have to ask him. I kind of like that idea. It doesn't have to be about me. Like, I prefer to share the experience.
But it is about you, because this is like your first tattoo. Like, Mo, I'm sure like your first tattoo is one of the most memorable tattoos, right?
For sure. It's a cross of my mom and my grandmother. And it's very easy to remember it, because my mom wouldn't let me get the tattoo until I told her that it was going to be about her. And she's like, oh, okay, I get it. But yeah, for sure, I still remember it to this day.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
It's Victory Monday for two NFL teams that are going to the Super Bowl. We
are the champions. Maybe.
This is very exciting for the Kansas City Chiefs fans and also the Philadelphia Eagles fans. But really, this is a win for women everywhere, because last year we only got to see Taylor Swift in the box. But this year we're going to get to see multiple women. We're going to get to see Taylor Swift and Gigi Hadid, who is dating Bradley Cooper, who is at every Philadelphia Eagles game. It's very exciting.
Big question, and answer.
Yep.
Because I don't know a lot about the NFL, but what I do know, I know from Entertainment Buzz. So Jason Kelce played for the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Uh-huh.
And Travis Kelce, his brother, is currently on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Correct.
So is he going to be rooting for his brother or rooting for his old team?
That's a good question.
It's funny you say that, because there was an article that came out. I forget which Philadelphia Eagle it was, but they asked him that question, and he said, knowing Jason and all of the time that I've played with him, he's definitely rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's going to root for his old team over his brother. That's what he believes, but I don't think Jason answered it yet.
Also, I feel like to an extent, there's got to be a little bit of rivalry there, and maybe your pride. Absolutely. In the sense that, like, oh, your brother is getting to go to the Super Bowl again. And actually, the Chiefs could be the first NFL team to win three consecutive championships. So, admittedly, as a brother, I'm going to be a little jealous. So if the Eagles win, I'm going to feel a little bit better about myself. But at the same time, there's got to be a small part of him that's got to be happy for Travis.
I know the brothers, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning, when Peyton would show up to watch his brother, he used to say he rooted against him because he didn't want to deal with the Thanksgiving banter at the table.
Like, with that ring on his finger and be like, pash the potatoes, please, and flashing that ring.
You know it.
So I can't wait to see it. It's going to be a really fun game to watch. And also the Super Bowl halftime show. We've still got Kendrick Lamar, and he's bringing out SZA. So this is going to be one of the best ones to watch, I think.
The stage is set.
All right, so Morgan Wallen is getting some flack from Taylor Swift fans because he just announced his brand new album and tour, and people think he has ripped off a Taylor Swift lyric. One of Taylor's most commercially successful songs, Anti-Hero, has a lyric called It's Me, The Problem, It's Me. I'm sure you heard it a million times on your radio, because, you know, we had to beat it into the ground because it was one of the most successful songs of her career. But now Morgan Wallen is releasing a brand new album and tour that is called I'm the Problem. And now all the girlies think that maybe he's trying to capitalize off of one of the most well-known lyrics of hers in order to get some attention to, of course, make some sales.
But I mean, are we going to attribute that to Taylor? Because I'm sure people have been using that for centuries.
I mean, I'm just telling you what the Swifties are feeling. I personally don't care, but it is a
she
little
popularized
pointed.
It. She popularized it. There's no doubt about that. I don't think we can give her credit for coming up with that. She definitely popularized it. And I mean, I'm biased because I'm not a huge Morgan Wallen fan, so...
Whatever they believe Morgan Wallen did, I believe them.
I will say, if you've seen any headline about Morgan Wallen, he is most certainly the problem. Okay, people were fan casting Dave Franco to play Luigi Mangione in a biopic about the healthcare CEO shooting. Has anyone offered him the role? I'm going to tell you what he said on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books.
time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.